Hello?
Hi, we're calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Okay. In that case, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So in that case, a firearm is considered securely stored if it's either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes, I would. I would support it.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support or oppose that?
Lock safe or a what? I didn't hear the last one.
Yes, if you wish, I'm going to repeat the question. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
I think so. Any kind of secure storage it would be required, I think I would be in favor of.
Okay, and what about a locked container or case?
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay, and a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, right?
Yes.
Very good. We're 50% already. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
You know, that's where it gets kind of hard as far as what type of lock they should have to get. From my background, I work in security and compliance.
Okay.
So I'm used to regulations that tell you you have to protect things but it doesn't tell you how to do it. It just says like, for instance, credit card information. A company has to protect any credit card information they have. But the regulation doesn't tell you how you have to do it. You just have to do it and show that you can do it. So I don't know if, the granular parts of how they would have to, you know, what type of lock, whether it's a key or a fingerprint or what, I don't know if that is as important as stating that it has to be secured.
Okay. Because we have three options right here in order to see if you support or oppose that option. We have a key lock, a combination lock, and a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. In that case, would you be maybe like undecided in those options?
I would probably, I would say undecided in that.
I understand. Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yeah, it should be. I would support that.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger locks is stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or not, it is not secure?
No, it's not secure. It's not secure. I work in security, mm-hmm. and if somebody knows it's there, someone's going to try to get into it.
Got
Actually,
it.
Actually, they will.
Okay. And
so keep it away from them.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required a gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Okay. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yes, yes. If they want to come in, they got to have a warrant.
Thank you. Would you
they don't
support?
Get a loophole on that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you saying, like, if you had it securely stored and the minor got a hold of it somehow?
Yes.
If that were the case and it was actually securely stored and the minor had to go to a great measure to get in, no, I don't think the owner should be responsible for that.
Okay, I understand. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I'm undecided on that. That's almost, it's going to depend on a lot of circumstances.
I understand. We're over 80% already. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And may I have your age just for statistical purposes?
61.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white/Anglo, black/African-American, Hispanic/Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Anglo.
Thank you so much. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your opinion, and have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye.
Hey, take care. You have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.